treat them all the same. He comes in, he's just as poor off as any of them. Maybe even worse. Because I'll tell you, riches are such a barrier to godliness because they're so distracting. Because there's so much you can do in the world with riches. There's so much you can possess. There's so much fun you can have. There's so many things you can do. You can go on vacations. You can have, amenities around your house. Hot tubs, swimming pools, cars, motorcycles, boats, jet skis, watercraft. You can have all kinds, snowmobiles, go-karts. There's Disneyland, Disney World. There's movies, DVDs, Blu-rays, TVs. You got your furniture. You've got your beautiful, souped-up, computerized. You've got your video games. You've got your super systems. You've got your next gen. You've got your cameras, camcorders. You've got animals you can buy. You've got, multitudes of. You can buy women. You can buy clothing. You can buy this, that, the other. All that money can buy. What a that is such a powerful thing. To have the power to obtain all those things is such a barrier to one inheriting, to one profiting in godliness. Because all that consumption, I didn't even mention food. I didn't even mention the beautiful churches you can build with money. If we bring in this guy, if he starts coming to church here, could probably build a bigger building. Just from him alone. He's got so much dough. The idea of sit under my footstool is sort of like, it means figuratively speaking, in the lowest place. Serve me. I like verse 4 because I always say that. I like this. But verse 4 says, I'm trying to draw attention to it when I say that. Verse 4 says, are you not then partial in yourselves? Diakrino, which is to discriminate, to judge through. Literally, dia means through or by. And Krino is to judge, and so it means partial or discriminate in yourselves and become judges of evil thoughts. What I think he means is that you are judging yourself in this. You're showing your evil thoughts. You are discriminating in yourself, and you've become the judges of evil thoughts in themselves. I mean, what I mean is those doings manifest thoughts of evil within the person who's doing them. He's saying, look, God has chosen the poor of this world, rich in faith, heirs of the kingdom which he hath promised to them that love him. Hey, he doesn't mean the rich are excluded, but like he says, though, the rich have to rejoice in that they're made low, the poor in that they're made high. Just like he says, the free man is the Lord's bondman, and the bondman is the Lord's freeman. And, you have despised the poor. Do not rich men oppress you and draw you before the judgment seats? It's funny. In churches, a lot of times, it's funny. Because they do have soup kitchens and they have pantries. But people despise the poor. Someone comes in all dirty and shabby. They don't treat them the way they treat when they see the local millionaire walk in. They don't get that. They don't get dinner with the pastor, do they? Pastor, a lot of these pastors in these big churches, they have dinner with people. Oh, they have dinner with the rich, because they themselves are rich. They themselves are wealthy. They live behind gates of steel, bars of steel. You can't come into their houses, no. Now, if you were wealthy, famous, you would get to eat at their house. You would. Or maybe they'd even honor you and come to your house. Blasphemers. They blaspheme the worthy name by which they were called. I'm a Christian. Pah. Nothing. Christian about that. Hey, the rich oppress you and drag you before the judge. No, the rich are the ones taking out lawyers. This man owes me. Pay up. Who's the guy got to lean on your house? A poor man or a rich man? Is it possible the poor person could oppress you? Yeah, it's possible. You know, they sue you. You know, this country, I feel like we're all the rich, except I've seen some poor indeed people who really have nothing. Because back then there were poor people indeed. I mean, they were on the edge of existence. That's what I think of as poor. In this country, our poor, I mean, you know, you get food stamps, you get housing, you get, you know. And I don't grudge that. I try to consider myself to be apolitical. I like to avoid politics. I do. I was once a poli-sci major in college, but I was more interested in majoring in marijuana. That explains a lot, Paul. Okay, funny. But still, I don't like to think in political terms. I don't want to grudge paying taxes because it helps the poor. And Jesus himself, he paid his tribute. You know, tax on existence. I mean, this country, people as poor as Jesus wouldn't even have to pay taxes. You know? I mean, so he paid it out of nothing. Because he was, you know, any possessions, any job, any steady source of income? No. He wouldn't have had to even file, you know. He's like a vagrant. Other people who like to portray, if Jesus, you know, he'd be like, you know, he'd live in a suburban home. Or maybe one of those gated communities, right? No, indeed not. Jesus didn't live in our time. Not personally. But he will live in our time through those he has called to be conformed to his image. Those whom he has chosen, who he foreknew, who he predestinated to be conformed to the image of his Son, of the Son of God. The rich blaspheme that worthy name by which we are called. Again, not to be just all out against the rich. It's just not many of them. And by and large, it is a source of great wickedness. And the wickedness is done when people in the church favor them. When they, I don't want to create a sort of class warfare. I don't think James intends that either.